Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, listening to cradio.org.au. I'm here with Kara Eschbach, and she is editor for Verily magazine. Now, for those of you who don't know what Verily is, Verily is a wonderful fashion magazine. It is about to be launched in New York, and it mixes up fashion, style, makeup, relationship advice, book and film reviews, and emphasizes on really the goodness of life, of modesty. It's a real women's magazine. So, hello and welcome, Kara.
Thanks, Nat. Nice to get to talk to you today.
I have to say, before we really get into the nitty-gritty of the interview, thank you so much. This magazine, to me, is awesome. I picked it up and it was just amazing. I had a tendency of, when I read magazines, I'll pick up and just look at the pictures. I'll avoid the text just because nothing really ever interested me, and there was always things that I didn't really appreciate or like in magazines, but this magazine is so different. So yeah, thank you so much. It's amazing. It's brilliant. So
thank you.
So I guess let's start at the beginning. Where did this project start from?
Yeah, so it was kind of I feel like it's a very New York sort of story, in that it was literally a bunch of women out for brunch, and the conversation turned to women's magazines and women's media, and specifically around how, you know, kind of what you were just saying, that, you know, you read magazines and it doesn't really resonate with you. It's kind of like, who is this written for? This isn't really the kind of lifestyle that I lead. You know, maybe you look at some of the pictures, but it wasn't really a depiction of the way that we were actually living our lives,
yeah,
or even presenting an image of what we wanted out of our lives. And so, out of this, I was at brunch with my co-founder, Janet Somm, and she at the time was interning for Elle magazine. And she's like, you know, ever since, you know, working at Elle, she had this desire to do her own magazine. And her part of the story is that she was always like, yeah, you know, one day in the future, very far from now, I would love to start a magazine.
Yeah.
And for me at the time, I was working in finance, and I'd been doing that for about 2.5 years at the time. And I knew that I, you know, was kind of looking for what was going to be next in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do something that, you know, maybe had some more impact and, you know, wasn't a purely financial type role. And when she mentioned this magazine, I was like, huh, that's a really interesting idea, a really different concept. I wonder, you know, obviously it's something that I would want to read. Is that something that, you know, is there a broader market for this? And so we started doing a lot of research and really figuring out what exactly is the kind of concept that we're going to have, you know, what's going to make this magazine us, what's going to be really different about it, what makes it special, what's our strategy going to be. And so from there, it really just took off in terms of finding our team and our voice and our vision, that's really culminated in what you see today.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, so when you get together, how does everything come about? Like, do you do brainstorming? How is it all put together, I guess?
Yeah, so I guess in general, when we were first figuring out what kind of things should we talk about, the places where we really, I think, saw the greatest need in terms of, you know, where could we really have differentiated content in things that people really want to have content there.
Mm.
So one being style, so fashion and beauty, and very, you know, practically speaking, how do we, you know, dress ourselves and how do we think about these things? And I think that's a theme that you'll see throughout the magazine, is that it's a very practical application, but also being very thoughtful. And so, like you said, we have a lot of articles that, you know, are very text heavy that we hope are somewhat thought provoking, but it's mixed in with a lot of things that are very practical and very like, oh, I can go out and do that tomorrow, or I hadn't thought about approaching that particular kind of problem in that way.
Yeah.
And make something that's accessible so that it's not, you know, this philosophical kind of exercise, but truly, how do we live these ideas? And so, you know, style, relationships was a big one, relationships for romantic relationships, how we interact with our family, our coworkers, pretty much everybody that we interact with in our lives, lifestyle and culture. And so for each of those segments, we have an editor who is in charge of each section. So Janet Somm covers our style. Ashley Crouch is in charge of our relationship section. Krisha Cepeda-Liquido is in charge of our lifestyle. And Mary Rose Somariba covers culture. And so in each of those areas, you know, when we're talking about brainstorming for an issue of a magazine, for our teaser issue, we didn't have a particular theme. We were just trying to show a general, like, here's sort of what we are and what we think about these. But for future issues, there's a little bit of a, you know, trying to think of a theme or a general idea of the kinds of content that we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Each editor sort of brings ideas to the table, you know, and we all talk about it like, oh, that we think, you know, that's really interesting. If somebody brings five ideas, you know, kind of, oh, we think that would be really great. And when it comes to things like the blog, we have weekly meetings where, you know, we're constantly sort of pitching ideas to ourselves and figuring out what are the kinds of things that people really like to read, you know, based on the feedback that we get from our blog in real time and based on, you know, feedback that we get from readers and requests that people make of us to do different kinds of content. And so, you know, we try to stay really close to our readers and what people respond to and how people, you know, what they're clicking on, what they're sharing, so that we can provide content that is not just something that we think is needed, but something that people actually really want to read as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. And you were talking about before how each section has an editor. And like, how did you find these people? Where do they was this part of the initial group that you had that conversation with in the very beginning when Verily kind of came about?
So initially, Janet and I were the only ones who were sort of at that brainstorming brunch. But soon afterward, it's really one of those things where it's like, you know, people just come into your life at the right
everything fell into place.
Exactly. If you're, you know, being a faithful person, I can only see it as a bit of providence, really. But truly having just really great connection. So I, you know, sort of talking this concept through with some mentors of mine, somebody mentioned to me like, oh, you should talk to Mary Rose Somariba. She's the managing editor of First Things magazine, which is an intellectual magazine that's based here in New York. And so as I was talking to her, she was like, oh my gosh, this is like exactly the kind of stuff that like I love talking about, I love reading about. And so it started off that she was just, you know, helping us because she thought it was really interesting. And soon enough, you know, Mary Rose was like basically pushing me to get things done and was like, oh, you should. I was like, do you just want to be part of the team? Do you want to be like an editor? Ashley Crouch was just a friend and somebody had sort of introduced us. And as we were talking, I found out that she at the time was working at the Love and Fidelity Network, which deals, you know, with young people and the relationships that they're having. And the more that we talked and the more that we sort of realized we were both really passionate about these things. And obviously she brought a really unique skill set, having talked about these things with people and knowing a lot of the writers, knowing a lot of, you know, scholars who are writing about these things and thinking about these issues. She was a really natural fit.
Yeah.
And Krisha is actually a good friend of mine who I sort of met. I knew her husband, now husband, first, and he introduced me to her at the time, who was just a friend. And I remember just talking to her about the magazine. And at one point, she just asked me, like, you know, what could I possibly do to help? And I was like, oh, you know, we could really use a lifestyle editor. Do you know anybody that you would recommend? And she sent me like, you know, a 4-page pitch of why she would be the best.
Like, oh, that's awesome.
Well, let's so it really was just a wonderful mix of people who I think all were really passionate about it and who it's been wonderful working with just really sharp, excited women who want to do something really different, you know, in our little way trying to change the world.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So did you guys actually have like a launch party for the teaser issue, or is that still to come when the first issue comes out?
Yeah, we had like a very small party, mostly just to get to know some people in the press. But our hope is that when we do have our first issue, that would be more of a really big celebration and do like full on party DJ.
Go all out. So just to end off with, What can readers expect to see in the future? Like, what future does Verily hold for its readers? Because it is still very new. It's you know, issue one hasn't come out yet. So what can we expect?
I think that you can expect to see just a real dedication to quality. I think if people read our blog that we have, if you go to verilymag.com/blog, we update it every single day with new content. And I think it's more really exploring in very practical ways all of these ideas on how do we live as, you know, more authentic women, you know, just to be more ourselves. And I think that, you know, people can just expect to see more things along those lines. And hopefully we'll have, you know, great success and we'll be able to grow and do, you know, just more interactive things and be able to, you know, hopefully, you know, have some video or do symposiums or things where we're really engaging with women and giving them a forum to be heard and also empower them to really be able to take these ideas that we're talking about and implement them in their lives and their culture. So I think that, you know, it's not just going to be a publication. Hopefully it'll end up being a community of women around the world that will really be there just to empower each other and to affirm one another in our dignity and in our beauty, and really help women see how great and how powerful they really can be.
You know, when I think of Verily, and I mean, this is just coming off the teaser issue, I think of, you know, good and truth and beauty. It really is such a great and wholesome read. So thank you so much for your time, Karen. Thank you so much for putting together with, you know, all the girls and the crew behind Verily. It really is wonderful. And I push all the Australian listeners right now, go out, go to their Facebook page, go to their website, go to their blog, go subscribe on your iPad. Get Verily, because it definitely is worth it. So thank you so much, Cara.
Thank you.
Anyway, take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to creadio.org.au.
Radio.org.au.